Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. My favorite day of the week, my favorite hour of the day. Today's show, think big, think large, think deep, or don't think at all. How the medical bean counters are killing you. New angle and a theme I keep trying to get to you. And that angle is this. If you listen to this show, if you're interested in your health, radiant health, fixing your disease, getting rid of your symptom, take it off my 25 years of doing this. The key is perspective. It's perspective. And the tendency to delude oneself, the tendency to get lost in the maze is overwhelming. You have to understand, if you're sitting there in the audience today, listening, driving, whatever you're doing, that the medical model, and I do not mean medical doctors, I do not mean the allopathic model, I mean the natural health model, those wonderful doctors, the chiropractors, the acupuncturists, the naturopaths, the massage therapists, the totality of natural medicine, and the abundance and diversity of information you have at your fingertips is creating a myopia, a nearsightedness, a tendency to get lost in the maze of information. And all of you out there in civilian land know what I'm talking about. There is so much information. And now that we have the blessed internet and Google and Amazon and everything, there is so much accessibility to that information that you sit back and you go, I have a problem, been everywhere, done anything, everything. I'm still spinning in circles. And what are you doing? You're on that computer listening to the YouTubes, buying the ebooks, going to the health food stores, trying the practitioners. And as is reasonable, I mean, this is reasonable that you're going to do that, but where are you left? In the end, you know what you're left with? Information overload. And because you're in your own process, God bless you, because you're in your own process, whether it's cadmium poisoning or strontium poisoning or arsenic or parasite or digestive issue, or liver dysfunction, or dysbiosis in the ecosystem between your liver and your colon, whether it's this, whether it's that, whether it's the other thing, within a year or two, your head is spinning. And you know what I'm talking about. Hey, you know why? You know who gets this experience? Doctors like me. Because we're just exaggerated versions of you. Really. What's a doctor? What's a therapist? Therapist is somebody that's interested in health, like you, and has made inquiry to the point where, perhaps, as in my case, they've devoted their life to it. That's a really deep thing to think about. You know, you give your life to something. If you really do that, you realize over the decades that, yes, you have given your life to something. And maybe you don't get this at 40, but eventually you get it. You get the fact that you could have done many things, but you did that thing that you did. All right, so, yeah, we ought to have a doctor's day, definitely. You know, like Mother's Day, Doctor's Day. That is a very cool thing to do, to devote your life to natural medicine. And here's to all the doctors and healers and shamans that do that. Okay. So you give your whole life to it, and what do? We do what you do. We're just exaggerated reflections of you. We study everything. We go everywhere. We do anything under the guise of reasonable. And guess what? Like you, we get lost in the labyrinth. Why do you think you're lost in the labyrinth? Yes, you, sitting there, listening to the show, driving the car, whatever you're doing, whether you want to live to 120, super healthy, whether you don't care how long you live, you just want to live healthy, whether you're sick, symptomatic, whether you've been sick for 20 years, you have to understand that a doctor's journey is like your journey. This is why I relate to the topic so much. And the topic is bean counters. The specialists are killing you. That's what I have to give you today. A sensibility, a concept of how not to get buried by the bean counters, the specialists. All right, let me give you an example. Here's a great example. Did somebody tell you, did anybody in natural medicine, again, I am limiting this show to natural medicine, healers, shamans, nutritionists, chiropractors, did anybody ever tell you you have a parasite or you have an infection? And of course, this was determined by a multitude of tests. I mean, the gamut. From the microscopy to blood tests to antibody tests to specialized tests that some tiny lab in the middle of nowhere does that nobody else does that finds this specific virus or parasite that no one's ever even heard of but that you have. And it's eating and ripping through your body. And thank God for this homeopathic remedy that we found once delivered, however we deliver it, into your body. That virus, amidst the billions of microbes in your body, will be rendered neutral, and you shall return to health. Amen. You see, that's what I call myopia. That's a specificity. That is a form of bean counting. It is a form of bean counting. Because instead of that, what we ought to be thinking in terms of, rather than the specific, is the general microbial titers. The amount of microbes you have in your organism. Rather than thinking specifically of the IT factor, the parasite, the virus, the bacteria. Ah, I've discovered it. It's bacteria X. It's virus Y. It's parasite Z. And thank the Lord we found it, because we're going to go in there and knock it between the eyeballs, and you shall return to health. This is nonsense. That is not the way chronic disease works. That's not the perspective. The perspective is, what's my microbial titer? What are and what is the summation of microorganisms living in my organism? That's the mentality. And one must proceed with that mentality, or what? Or the following happens. If you don't have the wisdom, and I hope you'll develop that, if you don't have the wisdom to understand that, then what happens? Well, somebody lends to you their expertise, locates a virus, gives you something to neutralize that virus, tells you that that virus is gone, and then we look for another virus or another parasite. Now, you're the consumer. You're John Q. Public. You may be an accountant. You may not know the difference between a parasite and a virus. You may be aficionado, whatever that word is. You may be a devotee of health, and you've got a sense the different types of microorganisms. But what happens inevitably after you do one search and neutralize one bug and do another search and neutralize another bug and are told explicitly or implicitly by your healthcare provider, by their perspective, that we're getting closer to the resolution of your symptom, the cure for your disease. You're told repeatedly, ex or implicitly, that once we find your Epstein-Barr virus that you've got, or your mycoplasmic infection, or your parasite, and once we go in there and remove it, you're on your way. That's what you get. You get... You get the big goose egg. Take it from me. After a while, the return on it doesn't match what's anticipated. And the problem is, the perspective is off. What your doctors and therapists should be telling you is, Mr. Smith, one piece of your health is going to be devoted to your microbial titers, T-I-T-E-R-S, the sum total of the microorganisms lurking in your organism. And that's going to be an evolution and a journey of an infinite number of interconnected relationships. And if you're doing a parasite cleanse, if you're neutralizing Epstein-Barr, whatever you're doing, it's an attempt that folds into a much broader medical perspective, and that is your microbial titers. Now, if you, John Q. Public, were appealed to in that respect, then you'd understand the journey. But unfortunately, innocently, perhaps sometimes deliberately, but I think for the most part innocently, what you're given, what you're sold, what you're appealed to is on the basis of the specific. That's what bean counters do. Bean counters. What's a bean counter? Any of you that are innovative, maverick-oriented, creative, understand the bean counters. You deliver your great piece of art. You sit there, like Hemingway said, at the typewriter and just bleed. You know, bleed? Bukowski, Hemingway, bleed. You sit there and you bleed to your art. And then you submit it. And the bean counters talk to you about how you didn't dot your I and cross your T, how you didn't punctuate correctly. And they sit there in their complacence, their smugness, and they critique, and they sculpt, and they craft, and they make all these supposedly important comments, and they miss the essence. The essence in this case is the sum total of microbes. And as and over time, the health index, your health index improves. Over time, the sum total of those microbes begins to diminish. Now you see the difference? You can apply this in so many ways. Time permitted. And remember, get on the website in about an hour or so. Hour and 15. I'm going to have the second half of the show. And another thing, while I remember, to those of you who are wise enough to get on the website and study it, and, you know, we all do these analytics with our websites, so we see who studies the site. Who's ever done that with fair frequency, we've sent an email to. We did this the other day. I've got 25 spots, 18 are already filled. Took us about, what, a day? 18 are filled. We've got a number of spots now open. If you have received an email and you do not come to this class, you are officially nuts. Because I know you're interested in health.